This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. For years now in Afghanistan, Western officials have highlighted the country's progress in education since the fall of the Taliban.
A third of this country is in primary, secondary, or university level education. That means this country has opportunity. It means this country has hope.
That's Lieutenant General Mark Milley. He's the deputy commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He and others often point out that 6 million boys and 4 million girls are enrolled in school in Afghanistan today. That compares to only about 1 million boys and almost no girls during the Taliban regime. The growth is in no small part due to billions of dollars spent on education by the international community. But as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, numbers alone don't tell the whole story.
Students shuffled to class in the two-story Neswan School in Parwan Province, north of Kabul. The school holds about 400 students at a time, and there are three daily sessions, meaning about 1,200 students are supposed to attend class each day. But Principal Fauzia Hakimi says average attendance is only a little over 50%.
Some boys can't attend school because they are working.
Like in most of Afghanistan, many of the families in the school district live in poverty, so they make their sons work for at least part of the day. The 48-year-old principal says looking at the attendance log is depressing. And it's not just the boys who are often late or absent.
We have a girl in the sixth grade who is engaged. She's just a little girl. And there are others who are engaged too.
Many girls in rural areas are forced into marriage once they reach puberty, and so they disappear from school. Mojda, who goes by one name, is a 12th grader at the Horajilali Girls High School in Parwan.
One of my classmates stopped attending school due to security issues, and another got married when we were in 9th grade.
By 9th grade, classes are segregated and girls must be taught by female teachers. Even though Horajilali is a girls-only school, it's so conservative that girls like Mojda have to wear a double headscarf to ensure not a single strand of hair is visible.
Family issues, social issues, and also cultural and traditional customs prevent girls from attending school in our society.
But it's not just cultural practices that keep girls out of school, says Deputy Minister of Education Asif Nang.
In the more than 166 districts of Afghanistan, out of 416, we don't have a single female teacher. About 200 districts, we don't have girls in the secondary education.
So even if families want to send their daughters to school, it's not always an option. Nang says that there are roughly 5 million Afghan boys and girls attending primary school nationwide, but only about 1 million Afghans make it to grades 11 and 12. Parwan province is above average in the country. Officials there claim 95% of kids have access to school. But access does not necessarily translate into a quality education. Saldeki High School in Parwan consists of an old building, two newer ones, and seven tents. Boys attend classes in the morning, girls in the afternoon. Sadina Sakheb teaches history here in one of those tents.
Most of the students have sore throats during the summer because of the dust, and these tents can't block outside noise, so the students can't study their lessons properly.
Sixth grader Mohammed Mustafa is one of those students.
If it rains, we try to find a normal classroom, but if all the classrooms are full, we just have to tolerate it here.
Although some 4,000 schools have been built since the fall of the Taliban, some provinces are desperately in need of more schools. At the same time, there are other provinces where large numbers of schools are closed because of insecurity, a lack of teachers, or simply because not enough families want to send their children to school. Seven schools in Parwan province are temporarily closed because of recent attacks by the Taliban. And classroom space isn't the only thing in short supply, says teacher Roshan Rasooli.
We have a shortage of books. Just 17 of my 55 students are present today, and we still don't have enough books.
Officials like Bashir Ahmed Abed, the headmaster at the Sadeki school, says many books are too complicated for the students. But it's more a function of students not being up to grade level, he says. That's in part because most kids aren't getting any kind of early childhood education, says Mindy Visser, the national education advisor for the Aga Khan Foundation in Afghanistan.
Maybe their parents are illiterate, so they haven't been exposed to reading material or even words very often before they enter school.
While many students aren't getting much help from their parents, a lot of them aren't being well served by their teachers either, says Deputy Minister Nang.
50% of our teachers, they don't have the necessary education.
The minimum qualification for a teacher here is the equivalent of an associate degree, but Nang says that requirement is not always met.
In the rural area, we have a huge shortage of professional teachers. Even they not completed class 12.
The government even had a program trying to encourage teachers to go to more rural schools and they would receive a higher wage. But even programs like that have not improved that situation.
Visser gives the Ministry of Education good marks for its efforts to modernize school curriculum and expand access at the primary level. She says long-term challenges include increasing the number of kids who stay in school beyond the primary level and addressing the bottleneck in higher education.
There is a lack of spaces in higher education for the number of students who want to go on to higher education.
About 300,000 people graduate from high school each year, and they're competing for 60,000 openings in colleges as well as vocational and teacher training programs. But the principal of the Hora Jalali High School in Parwan says weaknesses in the Afghan school system aren't diminishing the appetite for education. She says one 35-year-old woman returned to school after a 15-year hiatus during the civil war and Taliban rule. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.